Dante Fowler Jr., Leo, University of Florida.
Where's the big personality come from?
That's just me, you know. I'm just a guy that always had a smile on my face, you know. No matter what's going on, I'm always have a smile on my face. I'm just very fortunate and happy to be in the position that I'm in now.
Did you know when you went to Florida that you were going to go play in the pros? Is this just the continuation of your plan?
Yeah, it's just a continuation, seriously. You know, I really started, you know, taking it serious around, you know, my ninth grade year. I knew this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to get a scholarship to go play college. And when I saw that college teams were interested in me and I knew that I was a high caliber player, then that's when I started, you know, getting myself ready for the pros. And when I got to UF, it was just another step closer.
There are a bunch of really good pass rushers in this draft. Your name is at the top. Why? What is it that you do so well?
I think I separate myself when it comes to that. I know that there are a lot of great pass rushers, but, you know, I separate myself as in just being a complete, more of a complete, polished, you know, defensive end. I understand that you're a pass rusher. Everybody has to go get the quarterback in. You know, we got some guys that will, including me. But as far as stepping in right now and for them team needs that needs a pass rusher or a defensive end that needs to step in right now and contribute and won't have, you know, too many concerns, I feel like that's me.
Tell me what it feels like to hit a quarterback at full speed.
It's like scoring a touchdown. Seriously, you know, because you don't come up, a lot of defensive ends don't come upon a lot of sacks. So when it's, you know, in front of you and you have the opportunity, you want to make it, you know. It's a difference between, you know, saying, it's just like saying, man, I got stopped at the 1 yard line instead of scoring a touchdown. It's like if you miss a quarterback, you don't know when it's the next time you'll get to him. So when you're there, you have to make the most of the opportunities. And I feel like that's why defensive ends, you know, have the best celebration dances when they sack quarterbacks because you don't have them.
I love your confidence. You said after your pro day that you were the perfect fit for Gus Bradley's scheme. What do you know and how do you know about Gus's scheme?
Yeah, I've been watching Gus, you know, before he even came to the Jaguars. I've always been that type of guy. I've been around football my life, so I watch football. And when you watch football so much, you come upon and you want to start knowing the coaches, who's coaching this defense and who's coaching, you know, those schemes. And, you know, as I started learning the game, my knowledge started getting better for the game. I started knowing schemes and what 3-4 schemes and 4-3 schemes were, how they work, you know, how players, you know, get used. And I see how Coach Gus, you know, uses his Leo in his defense. And, you know, that when I see some of my intangibles and some of the things that I do, Gus does the same thing with his Leo. So I feel like I'd be a great fit.
Did I hear that you have acting aspirations?
Yeah.
So are you Vin Diesel action-adventure guy or are you Denzel Washington serious dramatic actor?
Well, I wouldn't say I can be Denzel because Denzel's, you know.
Oh, because all the ladies like Denzel. I get you.
Everybody loves Denzel, but they might like me too. but no, you know, just being an actor, I don't know which one I could say I would do. Whatever they would want me to play, I would love to do it. I love being in front of the camera. I love talking to you guys and just being able to interact with other people. I love doing that.
So if you end up getting selected by the Jaguars, we can put a camera in your face on a regular basis?
Yes. We could play in a movie one day. Me and you. We would direct a movie.
What would it be about?
Well, you know, I have to get to know you first. All right. And then, you know, whatever you like. Are you action? Are you... You know, one.
Oh, no, I'm a serious dramatic actor. Absolutely serious. Exactly. All right. We'll come up with something.
It could be like a horror film or something. You can be the serious guy talking about how I just terrorized the quarterbacks and how, you know, scared and terrified.
Since you got a little Chris Rock in you, too, the ability to be funny.
A little bit. I can be funny a little bit.
Is your game as multi-purpose as your acting ability? You can be serious. You can be action-adventure. And you can be comedy. Is your game the same way? Yeah. Can you do everything you need to do?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, that's the biggest thing that they find unique about me because, you know, off the field, you know, I'm very chill, I'm very cool, you know, soft-hearted and, you know, very calm. But, you know, when I put on my shoulder pads and that Sunday now, it's a different story. They know what time it is. I feel like sometimes I have two different people, seriously. But, you know, when I'm on the field, it's all about business, and I'm ready to go.